Critic Milo Miles has a review of a new collection of African singles that show the influence of the blues. He's surprised by both the quality of the album and its source.
I have to hand it to the Putumayo label. Since they started as a soundtrack provider to a clothing store in the early 90s, the operation has placed racks of CDs with friendly primitivist art by Nicola Hendel into Starbucks and Whole Foods everywhere. Putumayo is as much responsible as anything for making music buyers ask, "Where is the world music section in shops or online?" Unfortunately, way too many Putumayo anthologies, even when they have promising themes, are too sweet, tame, and too satisfied with murmuring in the background. Makes them hard to enjoy in a setting without a cash register. There are several exceptions, of course, but what makes Putumayo Presents African Blues particularly fascinating is that it is a type of frequently attempted fusion that often ends up drab. I would describe this set as delicate, airy, sure-footed, strong all the way through. Jikele manatano uchakawa ngabela msonde ngama konsonde abenyenge babulunga mangambi babane bitosonde la kisemba yemba bobeso timba namba timba namba timba. The blues sounds to me like a profoundly American music, and to make too much of its connections to African modes is both dubious and even obnoxious. What cannot be denied is that many African performers are very open to playing with foreign musicians who have a different style, and on occasion the efforts click as well as they do here. The tracks collected for Putumayo Presents African Blues are wisely varied in that the collaborations are often just vaguely bluesy, though two or three offer quite explicit blues flavor. Blues back to Africa and blues out of Africa is a long-standing theme. Singer and guitarist Johnny Copeland oversaw a delightful meeting in 1985 called Bringing It All Back Home. But the modern originator of the international blues man has to be Taj Mahal. He delivers a highlight of the African blues collection smack in the middle with the only track in English, Dao Countries. It's a survey of the landscape and the people narrative blues with the Culture Musical Club of Zanzibar. But it feels like a panorama of the Mississippi Delta. Uh-huh. Oh.
Bright sun shining over the blue sea. I said it was a bright sun shining over a deep blue sea. Fishermen are coming in from the night, and the sails on the horizon, ooh, we in the Dao countries.
Putumayo Presents African Blues hangs loose about what unifies blues and Africa, which may be no more than forceful hand claps, seductive repetitions, and tart guitar tones. And best to keep the subject matter broad as well. Titles include Camel Shuffle, Mali, and Groove in G. I'm not sure how many more cuts by any of these collaborators would work, but that's the beauty of single-track greatness as a format. Assemble enough, and you have an album's worth of lovelies.
Milo Miles reviewed Putumayo Presents African Blues on the Putumayo World Music Label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.